This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, the Chief Parliamentary Counsel clarifies concerns raised over ministerial powers in immigration matters, while the head of the Joint Select Committee of Parliament wants clear conditions on the reside and work permit to be outlined in the immigration bill. The United Nations and SEDIMA mobilize relief efforts for Jamaica after Hurricane Melissa, and architectural students unveil visionary designs to revitalize Bridgetown. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. The designation of who holds executive power or acts as the functionary in the new immigration bill is a matter for the legislative drafters. Chief Parliamentary Counsel Michelle Ely highlighted this during yesterday's special sitting as she responded to concerns raised by Government Senator Gregory Nichols that the bill appears to preserve broad ministerial discretion in the administration of immigration matters.
The issue of whether the minister is used as the functionary or, for example, whether we create an independent body, it's not really just a drafting issue. To a large extent, it is not a drafting issue. Sometimes we are given specific instructions as to who the functionary is. Yes, we admit sometimes, for example, if we're repealing and replacing legislation, sometimes it's accepted that the functionary under the old legislation would continue to be the functionary under the new legislation. Sometimes functionaries are the heads of independent bodies, and that is often a specific policy decision.
Chief Parliamentary Counsel Michelle Ely. Meanwhile, Chair of the Parliamentary Joint Select Committee, Marsha Cadell, is seeking clarity on clauses of the immigration bill, which codifies the reside and work permit. Cadell posed the question to the Parliamentary Council in an attempt to understand the legislation that covers those with reside and work permits and permanent residency status.
I am speaking specifically to this reside and work creature that was created some time ago that I do not enjoy seeing back here in this legislation. I think it needs to be defined in some ways. We need to understand what is its status, what is it meant for, because we've taken pains to define and demarcate every other issue and every other circumstance in the legislation, but we've just dropped this right back in here. And I am concerned that I'm not sure what it is. Well, how is it different from permanent resident status?
She stressed that a non-national may not fully understand the terms and conditions set out under the legislation.
My concern that it is possible to make clearer the circumstances under which an individual may be granted or may qualify for something called reside and work. As Clause 5 stands now, it is just saying a person may get reside and work. And a person reading this legislation does not understand the circumstances under which they would qualify. So I would suggest that it is possible to make clear in the legislation the circumstances under which a person is eligible for this.
Chair of the Parliamentary Joint Select Committee, Marsha Cadell. Meanwhile, retired Justice of Appeal and former Chief Parliamentary Counsel Sherman Moore responded to Cadell's questions as he quoted from a cabinet paper.
Many persons who apply for permanent residence or immigrant status do not qualify for the same at the time of their application. In the majority of cases, these applicants are persons who entered the country as visitors and resided without any further valid permission from the Immigration Department for a number of years after the expiry of the time granted on entry. If the circumstances merit, they are granted the status of reside and work for an initial three-year period. However, the existing legislation does not provide for this status in the same language, but it provides for it in words that, and they want to obviously maintain as a matter of policy, and draftsmen work on instruction.
Retired Justice of Appeal and former Chief Parliamentary Counsel Sherman Moore. The United Nations, UN, in partnership with the Caribbean Disaster Emergency Management Agency, SEDIMA, has coordinated regional resources to assist in relief efforts for Jamaica in the wake of Hurricane Melissa. Speaking exclusively to Starcom Network News, UN Resident Coordinator in Barbados for the Eastern Caribbean, Simon Springett, outlined how the UN worked closely with SEDIMA to organize emergency supplies and coordinated resources from other countries.
So the United Nations has been working across the region on disaster preparedness for many years, particularly in support of the Caribbean Disaster Emergency Management Agency. We were monitoring the storm with SEDIMA. Once landfall became imminent, we started to mobilize our partners, Canada, the EU, with SEDIMA. We were able to work with the government of Holland to bring in a naval vessel from Curaçao and a naval vessel from Martinique. Because we had developed the regional logistics warehouse based in Barbados, we were able to then use those materials to load the vessels, which are now arriving into Jamaica. So Barbados has been a really exceptionally important coordination hub for CARICOM and for the region.
UN Resident Coordinator in Barbados for the Eastern Caribbean, Simon Springett. Students from the Barbados Community College and Jamaica's University of Technology have presented ambitious proposals for the regeneration of five key sites within historic Bridgetown. It was the highlight on day three, the final day of the Caribbean Sustainable Infrastructure Conference at the Hilton Barbados Resort, where students shared 3D models of an enhanced Cheapside bus terminal, Carenage House, the Treasury Building, as well as a pedestrian-only Fairchild Street and a reimagined Bay Street Esplanade. Architectural designer at the BCC, Pierce Ford, shared some of his plans on the site of the Princess Alice Terminal.
Drivers, their issues with how it is right now are a lack of bathrooms and shading. So to combat this, we added a few structures on site. These structures being the waiting area here and terminals, which we'll get into later, and the service station, so that when some of the vans are not in operation, they can have a little wash or get some mechanical issues sorted out.
Meanwhile, Christopher Skeet, also at the BCC, highlighted what a reimagined Treasury Building would look like.
The ground floor is open to a double height colonnade with a brick texture surface that allows water to seep through and drain below. The second floor is a food court designed to accommodate small restaurants and food shops. The third floor provides a shared amenity gyms, game room, laundry facilities. From the fourth floor upwards, the building transitions into housing. One and two bedroom apartments with balconies bring life into the city center, encouraging people to live where they work and gather. Above this, the penthouse floor is distinguished by a green wall that softens the facade, providing natural shading and gives the building contemporary identity.
Architectural designer at the Barbados Community College, Christopher Skeet. Owner and distiller at Foursquare Rum Distillery, Richard Seal, is calling for more regional investment in the rum industry and renewed action to secure geographical indicators for Barbados rum. Speaking on the sidelines of the rum experience at the Radisson Resort, Mr. Seal said while international investors continue to show interest, there's a pressing need for stronger regional support to help grow and protect the industry.
People don't understand, there are 80 rum distilleries in the UK. When we go to the UK and export Barbados rum and develop the rum market, those guys, they don't sit down, they invest. Then they come here, there's Remy in Barbados, there's Campari Italian Company in Jamaica, they invest, but not, we don't invest. So none of our Caribbean companies have a single share in a Scotch whiskey distillery. None of our Caribbean companies even invest in rum. And that's really unfortunate, you know, so we lack it on our own side just as much as sitting back and waiting for foreigners. It could be done locally as well.
Mr. Seal also highlighted ongoing challenges in registering Barbados's rum geographical indicators, noting that despite legislation being in place, applications have remained pending since 2016, a situation he says limits the spirit's global recognition and protection. Recapping the headlines, the Chief Parliamentary Counsel clarifies concerns raised over ministerial powers in immigration matters, while the head of the Joint Select Committee of Parliament wants clear conditions on the reside and work permit to be outlined in the immigration bill. The United Nations and SEDIMA mobilize relief efforts for Jamaica after Hurricane Melissa, and architectural students unveil visionary designs to revitalize Bridgetown. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. For breaking news, follow Starcom Network News channel on WhatsApp. Also follow Starcom Network News on Instagram and our website at starcomnetwork.net for updates. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.